Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Snow. I mean, the Dr. Pat Show. Why do I keep saying snow? Because, oh my gosh, it is just absolutely gorgeous. Mr. Benny joining me here today. Mr. Benny, you're the Lone Ranger today.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're the only guy that I know of that can get into the studio in this weather.
Well, unfortunately, there's a few other people that made it in too. They're not very far from home. So it's a bonus. I mean, I guess the bosses like that.
Oh yeah. They love you. Mm-hmm. The bosses love you. Because sure. You can actually get in, and you get in here at, what was it like getting in at 5 in the morning? What was that like today?
It was fine. There wasn't that much on the roads at the time. It has accumulated since then, so I'm a little nervous about heading home. But, you know, it's already in the afternoon, so on the East Coast it is. Over here on the West Coast, it's just after 10. So it's supposed to ease by then, and it's daytime, so I won't be as nervous. And just take your time. That's all that everyone needs to remember, and so... That's what I do.
Yeah, and let me just give everybody a heads up.
Yeah.
If you watch the news and you see a tractor trailer going backwards down an on-ramp, there's a good indication that you may not want to be on that road.
Right.
And so, yeah, talking about trees, we have a great show today, a great show. Wise like a tree. And I get to chat with Dr. Jean Shinoda Bolin, who's joining me here today. She and I have had chats before, but her work is, you know, how do I say it? It's epic. And the reason that I can say that is because there are people such as she who have been doing this work for quite some time. And now we're stepping into an incredible energy right now, energy of saving the planet, working together. And by the way, yeah, Time Magazine picked the protester as the person of the year. There's a reason for that. So today we get to talk with Dr. Jean, who is someone that has done so much for understanding the journey that women take. She is a best-selling author, a psychiatrist, Jungian analyst, clinical professor of psychiatry at the University of California, San Francisco, and much more. But today, she's going to take us on a journey of what it means, what we can learn, what do trees teach us, what is that archetype that all of us so relate to but actually cannot describe. Dr. Jean, welcome to the show. It's really great to have you here.
Great to be with you again and to talk about trees and snow.
Yeah. So what I was saying to you before the break was I grew up on the East Coast, right? And so there's a different landscape when we look at trees. But here in the Pacific Northwest, the landscape is so covered with evergreen, just about everywhere you go, that when you look out, even in your backyard, at the snow, it has a different look. It has a different feel to it. You know, what is it that trees tell us that can help us on our journey to find peace within ourselves and in the world?
Well, trees are amazing. And one of the things that you're right in the midst of is a huge boreal forest that travels from the Pacific Northwest up to the Arctic, near Arctic Canadian forest, across the Scandinavian forest into the Russian forest. And there's always this emphasis on the rainforest in Brazil and all, but actually the amount of lung power of these trees to breathe out the oxygen and clean the atmosphere that the planet is in, the North boreal trees you're talking about, the trees that stay evergreen, they are really doing service to all of us, for all of us. I had written this book called Like a Tree, How Trees, Women, and Tree People Can Save the Planet, and it grows out of my activist work at the UN and the Jungian work I do in my office. So it's and somehow they are actually quite related. It has something to do with archetypes. It has something to do with the kind of thing that I ended up describing as the difference between a tree person and a not tree person. And you see, a tree person has a connection with nature, with Mother Nature, with trees. And most of us who I define as a tree person, when I remind people of to think about trees that they can remember from childhood, and very often an immediate tree comes to mind, one that you climb, one that was a sanctuary for you, one that you went to when your feelings were hurt by people, one that you maybe slept under when you were or near when you went to camp during the summer. But there's a way in which the inner child and the mystic and the tree person are all related in a wonderful way. I mean, there's a sense of we are connected to the planet. We're not here to dominate it. We're not here to see the trees only as so many board feet of lumber, but to realize that we realize how much we and trees and the planet and the earth and everything else that lives on this planet with us, how we are all related. You know, this is what indigenous people might really know, that we're all part of the great mystery. Mm. So we get to be kind of mystical activists.
Yeah, I love this because, you know, as I look outdoors, there are two things that come to mind. As a matter of fact, I was just on a call with a couple of the folks on the team, and we were talking about this, and we were talking about the energy. And Michelle said that, you know, she stepped outside, and there is this kind of peacefulness. There is a quiet, a stillness that happens that you notice. And you look around, and it is quite mystical. And yet at the same time, all of this is very humbling. You know, does it take humility to become a mystical activist?
Very good point. No one has ever asked me that, but I think the answer is definitely yes, because it's actually related in some real way to wisdom. I think about a phrase from the Four Quartets by T.S. Eliot, in which he says, the only wisdom we can hope to acquire is the wisdom of humility. Humility is endless. And I've taken that to heart because whenever you feel a sense of humility, it goes with a sense of appreciation, that you feel small in a big world of meaning or of the universe, but small and yet part of, cared for. So one realizes that you get puffed up and you get identified with the ego, and you think your cause is the most important, and you and your cause really is important. But it's important also to be aware that you are participating in a much bigger story, and you're participating and connecting with a wide universe, and whatever you are concerned about right now compared to what you came on this earth to do, or what connections you've made to whatever it is that is spiritual, divinity, oneness, wholeness, the Tao, God, Goddess, whatever it is. Whenever you're in touch with that, including that sort of spiritual sense of Mother Nature, there is a humbleness, a humility, so different from being humiliated. It's just a huge difference. Humility, I mean, humility in the face of beauty, for example, is a heart thing, a soul thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love what you just said, humility in the face of beauty. And really, it really begs the question of the relationship between a tree person and women. And the reason I say that, not that men are not beautiful, that's not what I'm saying, but there is a sense of precious energy, so to speak. You know, when we hear stories about women and women in trees and women doing extraordinary things. For example, the woman that saved that ancient redwood, right?
Julia Butterfly Hill, young woman. She was out in California, joined some friends she knew that were going to go up to demonstrate to save the Humboldt Redwoods and its old growth redwoods. And there was a face-off between the protesters and the loggers and the owners of the tree, the people that felt they owned the trees and therefore they could cut them down, even if they're 1,000 years old, even if they just bought out a California company that had been actually stewarding the forest, and this Texas company comes in, buys it, and wants to clear cut it. And so the protesters stood for the trees, and one of the ways they thought to protest was climbing the trees so that the loggers wouldn't dare cut them down. And Julia went up in the tree, and it was one day after the next day as the other. Anyway, what happened is that she ended up staying up in the tree that she named Luna for 758 days and became a symbol. And a woman is a symbol of nature. And there is a sense of the maternal and the heart connection and how we are all related, that somehow the feminine is about nurturing and caretaking and providing for. I mean, there's a feminine and a masculine energy in both genders, but we women do have a tendency to have much more wired into our brains and into our hormone system, and it has to do with collaboration and seeing that we're part of a bigger ecology and not a hierarchical power over thing.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to talk about this when we come back from break, everyone, because, this is, first of all, Dr. Jean Shinoda Bolen joining me here today. We're talking about a conversation that's leading us up to the Women of Wisdom Conference, but more importantly, ask the question, you know, what is it about who I am that can enable me to become that mystical activist? What is my life about now? What do I have to become? When we come back, we'll talk about that sacred feminine feminist. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolen, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX-9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Jean Shinoda Bolen joining us here today. I want to make sure that if you want to get a copy of the book, Like a Tree, How Trees, Women, and Tree People Can Save the Planet, you could certainly get it in a lot of places, but I would encourage you to visit Dr. Jean's website, which is www.jeanbolen.com. Is that correct?
That's right. And actually, get it anywhere is fine. The hard copy, every copy sold gives a dollar to plant trees through Earth Child Institute in Togo, West Africa. So
beautiful.
It's lovely how it weaves in, you know. And Earth Child Institute is part of a connection I've made at the UN, and the women who are active in the non-governmental organizations or NGOs at the UN meet together every late February, March, and it's been how I have gotten involved in weaving the whole notion of bringing a huge critical number of women together for a Fifth Women's World Conference. So that happens to be my heart-connected spiritual activism at this point.
Oh, that's great.
My personal assignment is to be the advocate for 5WCW.org. That's the information on the subject. And everything I'm doing is weaving archetype and cause and activism and spirituality. I call it heart-connected activism. And the unit that most supports us to do what we're doing, because it gets discouraging to keep on pushing or keep on. Sometimes we flow, sometimes we push. And it's the unit is the circle of women with a spiritual center.
I love it. And I want to just tell everybody right now, I'm opening up the phone lines because, as Dr. Gina said, we're paying forward. We have four copies of Sounds True audiobook, Like a Tree, How Trees, Women, and Tree People Can Save the Planet. This is cool. Four copies of Sounds True audiobook. All you have to do is dial in. Benny will get your information, so keep dialing. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And if you cannot call in right now, send an email to info@thedrpatshow.com, and Benny and I will select four people. Dr. Jean, let's talk about this idea of a sacred feminine feminist and the upcoming Women of Wisdom show. You know, during the break, I was saying to you that, you know, last year was a year for me of contemplation. It wasn't that I was inactive, but it was a question for me. It wasn't a question. In one of my meditations, what I heard is, Pat, you are not doing enough. You are not doing enough. And so what I want to say is, out of that came a number of really significant things that I've put on my plate to do for this year. How has this year, for so many people, what does it represent? And what does that, you know, sacred feminine bring to the forefront, especially through the Women of Wisdom?
Well, first, I just love what you gave yourself as a statement. You are not doing enough. Because I think that once you get through kind of clearing the decks of whatever in your life, maybe not clearing the clutter, but clearing the major decks, there's that inner voice that urges you to make a difference at a time when the planet, humanity, we are at a a crucial, what I call the tilt time, where we can shift the course that is either going to go downhill or is going to go slowly uphill. It may be in this next year. I mean, the next 2012 has a lot of significance for a lot of people. It's a symbol of endings and new beginnings, whether it's the Mayan calendar or the Hindu calendar. And we enter this month in the Chinese New Year of the Water Dragon. And there's something about the energy of this year that is significant, and women are feeling it. And you feel things through dropping ego and moving into heart-soul, where spiritual activism and the sense of the sacred feminine is. It's a connection with whatever the divine energy is that is of the feminine in the body, connected to the earth, connected to love for each other and life. Like anything that is greater than the ego, we can't really fully describe it, but you know it. You know when you're in touch with a sense of awe. The Jungian term of that is the large S self, the archetype of meaning, which always has a quality of the numinous. That is, there's a sense that we talked about. You step out in nature with the snow coming down now, and it's gorgeous. And yeah, it's awesomely large, and you step out under the stars at night and you feel that. And the sense of awe is a spiritual feeling. It's a humility in the face of something much greater than each of us, and yet we're a part of it. And to take that energy and move it into activism, Women of Wisdom has been a nodal point in the United States for 20 years, having an annual conference in which it's brought women together who have talked about matters spiritual and psychological and ritual and music. And now I think a lot of women like me who have been doing a lot of inner work are called really to start moving out into the world to make a difference there. And certainly watching the Arab Spring, watching the Occupy movement, the citizen energy that says we have a part of the way the world is going, that your sense of are you doing enough or are you called to take a step further than you've gone out before? And if you would, especially if you would join together with others in a circle with a spiritual center where you have a sense of support and energy from each other, but I think of it as tapping into like a well at the center of the circle, and the aquifer underneath it, that well, is the sacred feminine that has existed and been suppressed long before patriarchy was. I mean, patriarchy came along and squished it, but underneath that was 25 to 25,000 years in which divinity was viewed and experienced as the Great Mother. Both exist. Whether it's gender, masculine, feminine, something greater than each of us, it doesn't really matter unless we get all involved with religion that divides us.
Mm-hmm. One of the things, Dr. Jean, that I hear you talking about is I think there are two things, and this is what's kind of cool about this. One is that there is what some people call an energy of vibration, whatever one wants to call it out there, that is actually pulling people forward.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's our responsibility to figure out, A, what that is, and to say yes to it.
Yes.
The other thing I hear you saying is this may be the most challenging time of our lives.
Oh, it is. It is. And for humanity, historically, this is the most exciting time ever to be a woman.
Yeah.
Truly, the numbers of us that have been educated, we live longer than any group of human beings who've been around forever, so many of us have gotten to over 50, and here we still are. And the time then is to step up to pick up what is your own personal assignment. Like Chris Dennis, who is the woman behind Women of Wisdom, and she does it with a circle of support, because I don't think one woman all by herself ever manages as well as when she has a circle of support. And Women of Wisdom is run on circles. There's circles of volunteers, there's circles that a circle with a spiritual center allows some time to drop deeply into the wordless place where you pray silently, or you visualize, or you meditate, and you draw up the energy into yourself to have the courage in your heart to step out and pick up what I call your assignment. And I say of an assignment is something comes along and you have to say yes to it. You can say no to it, but if you're going to take it on, you actually have to move forward with a yes. And it's for you. If it's meaningful for you, if it will be fun for you, and if it's motivated by love. And it turns out usually to take longer and be more work, and sort of like the idea of birthing a new child. It's a wonderful idea, and the child can be really wonderful, and it always is a spiritual practice of patience and perseverance and determination and vision. But there isn't a better thing to step up to do if you are in a phase of your life where you could make a difference and you have the energy and the health to do it.
Right.
The Dalai Lama said, up your way, up in Vancouver, that it's up to Western women to save the world.
Yes. And I think that's really the energy that Women of Wisdom this year is creating, and much more. Dr. Jean, thank you so much for joining me here today. Thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
And thank you for doing all that you do. We're going to take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you're experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to your individual needs. We're open 7 days a week with convenient locations in Green Lake and Queen Anne. New clients mention hearing this ad and enjoy $20 off your first massage visit at Dream Clinic. Learn more about us at dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863. Discover Dream Clinic and experience the difference.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences. By utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living, participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, and maximize your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as course schedule, please visit us at SpectrumLifeDesign.com.